want to turn to the death of Aoife Johnston, the 16-year-old girl who died from sepsis in the emergency department at the University Hospital Limerick in December 2022. We know now that her death was, quote, according to the report, almost certainly avoidable. And that report by the former Chief Justice Frank Clark, published yesterday, found that overcrowding in the emergency department was worse than it should have been on the night that Aoife died, and that one of the consequences of that overcrowding was the failure to fill out the required form that would have alerted medical staff caring for Aoife of the need to treat her for sepsis. Minister Roisin Smith, it's clear there are a number of issues on with regard to University Hospital Limerick that form the backdrop to this death, the pressure on it, the closure of other emergency departments. But many people will find it shocking and unbelievable that the failure to fill out a form effectively resulted in the death of a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. That report came out last week, and I spoke to Stephen Donnelly about it. He's spoken to her parents and is willing to meet them again. And also last week, a report came out from Grace Rothwell, which was a general report into the operational failures of the hospital. The government completely acknowledges that the hospital has been historically underfunded. It's underperforming compared to other hospitals with similar resources and similar staffing levels. And so we have a question here about both the capacity of the hospital and also about how to reform the governance of the hospital. So those two things.
But on the issue of the form, if people had, for example, a digital patient record that travelled with them from their GP into the hospital. I mean, the digital patient records were effective in other countries during the rollout of the vaccine during the pandemic. But for this situation to still pertain, where paper forms are being depended on in hospitals, when will we see a change to that? When I think Minister Stephen Donnelly has put a pitch in to get some of the Apple money to update the IT systems of the health service.
That will certainly help all hospitals in Ireland, and there will be an app, a health app is coming out later this year, and I met with the team yesterday. But that isn't the specific problem in Limerick, because that problem of not having digitised records applies to all hospitals in Ireland. There is a specific problem with Limerick Hospital, and there is a historic problem of under-resourcing and poor management. I know, and we're just talking about accountability, I know that the chief executive has taken proceedings against some of the staff, and that they've been put on administrative leave with specified staff. So those things are being identified, which is an unusual thing to happen.
Sure, but those procedures will run their course, and people who we're not going to go into them here. But on the issue that can be solved, I mean, the issue of patient records being communicated to hospitals in a timely fashion for something as urgent as sepsis, HICWA highlighted this back as far as 2021. Now, this is something that will require resources and will require money from your department. Are we likely to see this?
Yeah, it's not a resource constraint issue. The last time I looked at this, there were 200 IT staff in the HSE, and they were spending something like 800 million euros a year. So, 800 staff and 200 million euros a year. So there is a vast number of people and a large amount of money being spent on IT. The question is it being spent in the right way? Are we getting the benefits? Okay. So this year, what they had been doing was large multi-year projects with vast amount of features to be delivered at some point, so far into the future that everything would have changed by the time it was delivered. I've asked them to deliver things month by month. We saw during the pandemic that the HSE was capable of delivering very rapidly small projects like the vaccination scheduling system, population-wide projects, and they can do this again. This year, later this year, you will be able to see your prescription for your medicines on your phone, which will be a benefit not just to you as a citizen or as a patient, but also to the doctor who's treating you, who typically does not know what their patients are taking as medicines. That's going to be a major advance later this year.
I do want to go to our other panellists. Ivana Bacic.
Well, certainly it's long overdue that we would see digitisation of medical records. We can see at a glance on apps on our phone, banking records, all sorts of records. It's extraordinary that we still can't see that with digitised medical records. Long overdue. Patient safety priority, I would have thought, and shouldn't need the Apple money. But in respect of the tragic and awful death of Aoife Johnston, just to say first, such deepest condolences to her family, to her parents, to her family. It must have been utterly devastating for them to read the conclusions of Frank Clark in his report that her death in December 22 was almost certainly avoidable. I mean, those words just would strike a chill for anyone and just to express deep condolences. And certainly in the report, Frank Clark has identified a range of failings, 17 recommendations that are very important, but central to the flaws in the system that led so tragically to her death was the gross overcrowding and the significant understaffing in the hospital. The lack of clarity as to who was in charge, the fact that this was, as in the words of some of the clinicians, like a war zone on the night in question. And tragically, these issues have still not been addressed. Frank Clark says, although there's been some improvements, he says that it's still the case that there's a likelihood of reoccurrence. Right, we saw yesterday 45 people still on trolleys in Limerick Hospital. I met with staff there last year who told me about some of the really serious patient safety issues they encounter daily. So it's not good enough for government not to have addressed this by now.
It is a heartbreaking issue to think that a young woman would most likely be alive today had it not for the consequences of the actions on the day and over the last number of years. And I want to point to that point as well, that I'm the chair of the Save Navan Hospital campaign, and we've actually fought tooth and nail to keep Navan open, because we knew that if Navan A&E closed, our region would become another Limerick region. The reason why it's overcrowded is because Ennis and Nina were closed. And actually, in 2008, the Howarth report said that the EDs in those two locations should not close unless there was the proper capacity in Dura Doyle. And you know, in terms of accountability, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party government went ahead and closed those two A&Es in 2009. And we have to, as a country, start to revisit the fact that we are simply not putting in the infrastructure and the staff necessary to allow for these A&Es to operate safely.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to have a look at what's happening in Lebanon next, where there have been airstrikes this morning.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.